Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
In the name of Jesus, amen. I never could have made it without him. Amen. I know we've been through something, and the only way that we could have made it through was by him. In the name of Jesus, with our marriages, with our relationships, with our health, with our financial situation, I never would have made it without him. Praise God. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on this evening. I first and foremost want to give all honor and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, honoring God, Lord God, for being the head of my life. I want to also honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, truly instrumental in the advancement as well as the development as myself as a man of God. I truly thank God for my better half. I also want to acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or however you may be hearing in onto our radio broadcasting on today. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Praise God. I want to say hello to a brother, Doug Harrington, out of Waukegan, Illinois. Currently, praise God, we want to send prayers unto him in the name of Jesus, for he sustained a very tragic occurrence in his life health-wise. And praise God, a man who has been a champion throughout his entire life, praise God, God is allowing him to grow closer to him. He's totally handicapped and unable to walk and move his arms or even talk, but we want to continue to lift him up in prayer in the name of Jesus so he could be that champion in the name of Jesus that he meant for him to be. Our prayers are going forth. God bless you, Doug Harrington. Amen. I also want to acknowledge Brother Eddie Shaw, praise God, and we acknowledge him in the name of Jesus to be blessed. After he's gone through his open-heart surgery, prayers have definitely gone forward, and we definitely want to acknowledge God for being the head of his life as well, thanking God for being there to heal him and to help him through his recovery stage. Praise God. I also want to acknowledge Minister Andrew Orlando out of Los Angeles, California, very, very much. He brings forth inspiration to our ministry, and we thank God for him and all of what he's doing. We thank God for those listening and Canada, praise God. We thank those that are listening in South Korea, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, that our ministry is moving abroad worldwide, and we thank God for each and every one of your prayers. Amen. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and if you so desire to sow a seed into our ministry, praise God, we truly bless and thank you in the name of Jesus. We have that going towards Shaw David, 1968@gmail.com. Praise God. That goes to our PayPal account, praise God. That's also linked to our ministry that is able to provide assistance, praise God, for those that are in need. We feed the hungry. We clothe those who are in need of clothing. Praise God. And we definitely say prayer for those that are in need of help in the nursing homes and in the hospitals. So we thank you for your support in the name of Jesus. Plus, that also helps us to remain on the air. But we do truly thank God, acknowledging God for allowing us to provide us with all of our needs according to his richness and glory by Christ Jesus. I also would like to make an announcement in the name of Jesus that Lady Diane, praise God, Lady Diane is coming forth with a powerful, I'm saying a powerful message on this Sunday, and it's so behooving of you to listen and tune in. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, Lady Diane is coming on with the Word of God Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us, praise God, in the name of Jesus for our broadcast on that day. We once again want to give God praise, honor, and glory, and as we pray before we go into the Word of God on this evening, we're taking a little bit longer, but we're going to read an hour's worth in the name of Jesus on today of the Word of God, as we're coming forth from the book of Psalms. Excuse me. The book of Psalms, praise God, verse of division, praise God, 83, division 83, as we continuously move on. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this evening, Lord God, we pause for that moment to say thank you. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, allowing us in the name of Jesus to decrease, that thy spirits will help us to bring forth thy word, to increase understanding throughout the radio waves of those to hear thy word, O God, and understand in the name of Jesus that God is God all by itself. And that, Father God, we pray for understanding and receptance and retaining of your word in Jesus' name. As we be so careful to give you all honor, praise, and glory, we say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. We're coming out of the book of Psalms, division 83. Amen. Let us read. Keep not thy silence, O God, hold not thy peace, and he be not still, O God. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult and they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee, the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarans, Gigal and Ammon and the Amalekites and the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Eshir also is joined with them that have helped the people at Lot. They laugh. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Syria and to Dabin and the brook of Kishon, which perished in Ibnar and became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Erb and like Zib, yea, all their princes and Zeba and Azemelin. Now, who say, let us take to ourselves the house of gold in possession. Oh, my God, make thee make the wheel as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth a wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, as persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fear the faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the most high over all the earth. Division 84. For how amiable are they tabernacles, O Lord of hosts? My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, while she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appears before God. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day of thine courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a bookkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wickedness. For the Lord is in the sun of and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. For the Lord God is sun and shield. The Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Division 85. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw up thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak for ye and his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall take down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield our increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. Division 86. Bow down thy ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou, my God, save my servant and trusteth in thee, and merciful unto me, O Lord. For I cry unto thy daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, O Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of the supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will call unto thee, for the wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come to worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the Lord's hand. O God, the proud art risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men who sought after my soul, and have not set them before thee. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous of mercy and truth. O, turn unto me and have mercy unto me. Give thy strength in my servant, and save the son of thy handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be shameful. Because thou, Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. Division 87. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are taken and spoken of thee, a city, O city of God, Selah. I will mention of Rahab in Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia, in Tyre and Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said this, and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. Selah. As well, the singers as the players on the instrument shall be there. All my strings and springs are in the division 88. O Lord of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thy ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more. And they are cut off from the hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy ways. Selah. Thou hast put away my acquaintances far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up. I cannot come forth. Mine eyes mourneth by reason of affliction, Lord. I have called daily unto thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Selah. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, in the righteousness, in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou my face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy tears, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Tears have cut me off. They came around about me daily like water. Thy compass me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and my acquaintances into darkness. Division 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant, chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. In the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him.
Oh, Lord, God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like into thee? Or to thy faithfulness around about thee. Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thy enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, and the earth also is thine. As for the wealth and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them. Terah and Harmon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and thou in high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all day. And in the righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength. And in the favor or horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense. And the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou speakest in vision that thine Holy One in saidest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty, and I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his feet and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. And in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the river, and shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and my rock of my salvation. Also I will make him a firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for my him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgressions with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that was gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. Seed shall endure forever. His throne is as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon and as the faithful witness in heaven. Selah. But thou hast cast off and adored those. Thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds
to ruin. All that pass by, the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversary. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Has also turned the edge of his sword, and has not made him to stand in the battle. Thou hast made his glory to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground. The day of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame. Selah. How long, Lord, wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Wait, what man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. Lord, why art thy former loving kindness which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servant, how I do bear in thy bosom the reproach of the mighty people, wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thy anointed. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Book 4. Amen. Book 4. The book of Psalms is coming to for Division 90. Let us read. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, and ever thou hast formed the earth in the world, even the everlasting or to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayeth, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past. It was out of watch in the night. Thou cast them away as with the flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourished and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast sent our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is sun soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of thy anger? Even according to thy fear, so is with wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, my long. How long? And let it repeat thy concerning thy servant, to satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad concerning to the days when thou hast afflicted us, and to the years when we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servant, and thy glory unto thy children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of
our hands, establish thou it.
Division 91.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome of pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feather, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. Thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest they dash thy feet against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him and show him my salvation.
Division 92.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto my name, to Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of offsprings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with the psalm sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy works, and I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a foul fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, O host of high forevermore, for lo, thy enemies, O Lord, for lo, thy enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eyes shall also see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of wicked and rise against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those shall be planted in the house of the Lord, shall flourish in the courts of our God.
They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. They shall show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and that is on righteousness in him. Division 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The word also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art for everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voices. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forevermore. Division 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thy judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They speak in pieces, thy Lord, O Lord, thy people, O Lord, and afflict thy heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder and fatherless. Yet they say, O Lord, shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutest among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? But he that planteth a ear shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chasteth the heathen shall not be correct. He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man who thou chastisest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversary until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake their inheritance. But judge shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoer, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord has been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy. O Lord, help in the multitude of thy thoughts within me, thou comfort, delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have foolish fellowship? Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by the law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord's fault shall cut them off. Division 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is our great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the fields is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if we will hear his voice, harden not our heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with these generation, and said, it is the people that do err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swore in my wrath, that there shall not enter into thy rest. Division 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare glory among his heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heaven. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, all ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Fear before him, all nations. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigns. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people rightly. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. For he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Division 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judge are the habitations of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightning enlighteth the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole world. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded by all, they that serve graven images, that boast themselves in idols, worship him. All ye gods, Zion heard
and was glad. And the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, O high, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Yea, that loveth to God, hate evil, and preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hands of the wicked. Light is song from the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Division 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he opened showed in the right sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye nations. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praises. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with triumph, trumpets and sounds of cornets. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with an equity. Division 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let him praise that great and terrible name, holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou doest establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinances that he gave them. They answered them, O Lord our God, thou wouldest a God that givest them, thou takest vengeance of thy inventions. Exalt the Lord, O God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Division 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye hands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence in singing. Know ye that the Lord is good, is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth for all generations. Amen. That concludes Psalm 100, Division 100, for reading and hearing God's word. You be blessed until Monday. Have a blessed and safe weekend. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Say no weapon.
Trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.